You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Welcome to our newest podcast episode, and I'm excited for this one. So I have been working with a mentee of mine, or a student, if you'd like to think of it that way, and she is in my psychic development mentorship program. So I have two different programs. I have one where it's a small group, and that is called Psychic Seminary, and that's currently closed right now. Well, it depends on when you're listening to this. You'll want to check my website for the most recent up-to-date, because you could be going back and listening to this at a different time. But currently, as I'm speaking this, it is closed. But another option is a one-on-one mentorship, which you can join as well. So if you have been interested in your own psychic development, your own intuitive development, your own spiritual development, your own, hey, I want to discover myself, my natural gifts, my spiritual gifts, however you want to think of it, if you want to connect with spirit, universe, consciousness, your higher self, then this psychic development or spiritual development is for you. If you're feeling drawn to working with me, then that's all that's necessary. You see, that's how it works, is when you feel this call, you feel this joy drawing you in, you feel this passion, you feel this interest. It's an interest, it's a curiosity, and that is how spirit works. That is how you are guided. When you are feeling drawn to doing something, even if it's just your curiosity, I'm interested, I'm going to check it out, I'm going to look into this. And this can be for anything in your life. It doesn't have to be specifically what I'm talking about. But so this message is twofold. So for the mentorship, and then also just your passions in general. I have been very, very interested in what motivates people, and whether that's intrinsically or extrinsically, or in other words, internally or externally. So what motivates you internally, or what outside things motivate you as well. So whether that's an award, reward, and I've been fascinated by this. So and motivation goes hand in hand with passion as well. And who was it? Joseph Campbell, I believe. He said, follow your bliss. And your bliss is another way of explaining or understanding what lights you up from the inside out, what calls to you, what invites you in. So it's like you're working with these muses, right? You're working with your music, your internal music, your own intuitive guidance, your higher self. You know that this is the way to go when you are feeling this magnetism, this curiosity. I'm trying to think of all different ways of explaining this, because you might use a different word to explain what it is, or to understand or encapsulate or embrace your own interests, your own passions. Now they say, you know, what makes you happy? Yeah, that's a really far-fetched question, because there can be a lot of things that make us happy, but you have to get kind of a little bit more nitty-gritty with it. You have to kind of dig in a little bit deeper. You have to start discovering. You have to start acting as well. Now, whether this is actually acting, like as a career, maybe that's a sign, maybe that's your own little mini message as well, like, oh, you've been thinking about acting. Okay, well, there you go. That's your sign. That's your symbol. That's your message. Or the other way of thinking of it is like acting. You have to start taking action toward what it is that your curious nature is drawing you toward. So again, this is spirit. This is your higher self. This is intelligence. This is co-creating with God, because you are a creation. You were created. This world, this earth, this being as a human, you are a creation. So you are here to create as well. It's this whole idea. It's this notion. It's this experience of being here. And so God is wanting you to also create. Now, it's funny because as I say God, I feel this collectiveness of those that are listening might be apprehensive to take in the word God or take in the understanding of God. And others may be like, hell yeah, God, this is great. So if you are a little hesitant to use the word God, I want you to think of it instead of your angels. Right now, yeah, you might be seeing them as two different things or two different entities, and that's okay. That's all right. Because on one hand, it's all the same, because it's all love. It's all here to guide you. On another hand, we can get into it on another time in another subject. But ultimately, this higher consciousness, I'm using all these different terms, is inviting you to really start taking your passion seriously. Okay, start taking your passion seriously. Now, once you get into your passion, once you start flowing with your passion, once you start sitting in the position of, I'm now being a conduit, I am now the medium, I am now the artist, I am now the musician, I am now the singer, I am now the actor. Once you start placing yourself in that position, then the muse will start flowing through you. So that's when you start taking your passion seriously, is when you put yourself quite literally in the position of allowing for the flow to take place. Now, I started talking about spiritual development, and this is all encompassing. The spiritual development, this is like the umbrella to all of this. Because spirituality is when you are connecting with God, when you are connecting with your consciousness, when you are connecting with this higher entity, whatever the hell you want to call it. That's the development, is when you take the time to sit with spirit, to sit with God, and you allow for yourself to be the conduit, the channel, the instrument, to allow for this source to do its thing. Allow for God consciousness to flow through you. You are, in a sense, also God consciousness, because you were created by God. You were created by this beautiful intelligence. So it's all encompassing. It's all essentially the same. So while you're here on Earth, you might as well enjoy yourself. You might as well give yourself the opportunity to be in a state of joy. Now, you might be in a state of complete struggle right now. You might be in a state of complete striving, you know, or thriving, or barely making it. It's all on one spectrum, right? So that's a universal law, right? It's a polarity, right? It's looking at where you are in this spectrum of reality. So are you in a state of barely making it, where you're scrapping change, where you're digging yourself up out of a hole? Or are you on the other spectrum where life seems to be just giving you everything that you can possibly imagine and think of? Now, you can move yourself back and forth on this spectrum of reality. And as you continue to move yourself, you will start to witness, you will start to recognize different patterns on the spectrum of reality. And it depends on what experience you're wanting to take on. And sometimes circumstances will happen to us to help elevate us, to help illuminate us. Even in those times of horrific horror or pain or grieving or feeling like you can't get yourself out, it could be addiction, it could be just feeling totally, utterly lost. And so even in those states of being, you will eventually get out the more that you persist, the more that you insist on working with spirit, the more that you elevate yourself with faith and consciousness, because there is support out there for you. There is help out there for you. And this can be on a day-to-day basis. You know, this could be a day, you know, where you're one minute you're feeling on top of the world, the next minute you feel like you're going crazy. And if you're anything like me, I experience that for sure, especially in a major phase of grieving where I've lost both my parents and my dog of 15 years, all within 6 months. I mean, it's completely insane on one hand. And on the other hand, I'm finally starting to get back into this groove of trusting spirit again. Not that I didn't trust spirit, but I'm starting to feel a little bit lighter, a little bit easier. I'm starting to find my groove again. I'm starting to believe that I am here to help others. And so even though I've been also in the state of deep despair, I had support, right? And so I reach out to therapists. I reach out to my husband. I reach out to my friends. My friends reach out to me. And you might be in a different phase, but, and I'm like, where am I going with all of this? Well, all of this is being channeled, right? So all of this information, I'm in a light trance state. I'm aware of my body. I'm aware that I'm talking because I have ears. I can hear what I'm saying. But I'm also in this light trance where I'm providing messages for you because spirit's also wanting you to recognize that being a human, there are ebbs and flows. There are ups and downs. This is like a universal law, again, of the polarity. It's of this pole where you can move up and down on this pole of reality, of this spectrum of one minute I'm feeling like crap, the next minute I'm feeling like I'm on top of the world. And this could be within minutes, this could be within days, this could be within months, within seasons, within years. And so it all cycles back to your experience. And as you embrace what it is that you're experiencing, the more that you recognize that, okay, this is what I'm experiencing, I can observe this situation. I can allow myself to move a little bit outside of my own mind and start observing my mind. Okay, I can start become an observer of my own mind, and then I can have a little bit more control of my mind. Okay, and so I say this for you. And as you have more control of your mind, the more that you'll be able to alter your reality in a positive way. It's totally up to you. Now, again, there are outside sources, there are outside energies that impact us. Let's say, for example, you receive a phone call and the person on the other end is distraught. They are annoying. They are, you know, and so they're going to impact your energy. But in that moment of impacting your energy, maybe you get annoyed, maybe you also get distraught, but then you can recognize that you're feeling that, and then you can alter that, okay? Then you can start to control. I don't know if you want to use the word control, because you might want to use a different word, right? So I'm starting to feel like a little hesitancy with that word, but you can start to embrace what it is that you're experiencing more, and then you can change that. So rather than saying control, you can say, I am embracing, I am acknowledging, I'm aware of this, and then you can start changing that. You can start transforming that. You can start transmuting that energy of what you're experiencing into something positive, into something different. It might not be positive, it can be different, and then ultimately it elevates you. So as this recognition of your spiritual development, of the things that happen in and within you and also outside of you that impacts you, you will then begin to allow yourself to welcome in your reality of being the conduit, being the musician, being the instrument, being the medium, being the healer, being the source of light for not only yourself, but others ultimately as well. So then you can find yourself in the state of bliss more and more and more and more and more. Now, this doesn't mean that you won't experience any type of struggle every once in a while, because you will, but you will start to ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, continue to elevate yourself more and more and more. And so the things that used to bother you and drag you down for days on end will now be like a blip in time. It'll be like, oh, okay, I used to be that way, and now this is who I am. So we discussed yesterday in my mastery of laws, universal laws, mentorship program, not mine, but I'm in this program with others, we discovered, we chatted about parallel universe, okay? And there's different ways of explaining this, and I won't go too far into it, but I started to realize, like, oh my God, maybe this parallel universe is us experiencing different versions of ourselves simultaneously. Now, that might sound confusing, but just for example, like when we are triggered by some sort of trauma, and this is subconscious, we might not even realize it. I mean, we could smell something, and all of a sudden, we're distraught for the rest of the day, just based off of a single smell, and we don't even realize it. Well, then we're taking ourselves back to a time of trauma. So we're taking ourselves back to a time of in the past, per se. On the other side of the spectrum, we could do a hypnosis where we are elevating ourselves. We're seeing ourselves differently. Maybe the weather is beautiful. Maybe we're taking a walk. Maybe we are surrounded by people that are happy, genuinely happy or generally happy. And now we're starting to see ourselves in a very positive manner. We're starting to see the different side of ourselves where we are perhaps in the future, right? So we see ourselves on another realm or another plane or another existence, you know. So again, that's the parallel universe. A different way of thinking about it, not the only way of thinking about it. So this all falls under psychic development, spiritual development. And if you're like, what the hell is she talking about? Well, welcome to the world of spiritual development. This is beautiful. And this is all part of the process, right? And so take small blips of this, take small sections of this, dig into it, elevate, continue to elevate yourself, continue to be mindful of the things that you're thinking and how you're being impacted, and know that you can control, or you can start to embrace these aspects of yourself, and you can change them, you can alter them. Now, if you're struggling or going through something tough, please continue to have the faith that this too shall pass. You will also get over this. You will also redeem yourself once again, like you have before. You will also find yourself getting out of this hole. You will also once again be on top of the mountain. Okay, and so as you continue to climb and climb and climb, you will continue to feel elevated. You will continue to feel the support of spirit, your angels, consciousness, again, whatever you like to call this. All right, I know I was going a million miles a minute, but this is a message for you in all ways for the highest good. And if you need to or would like to, please listen to this again. Trust yourself. And if you want to work with me personally, so that way you can look at specifically what's going on in your life, then I encourage you to head to my website at tabithastitt.com, or you can also head to the selfhelppsychic.com. You can book your session there. We can work intimately one-on-one, and I can help you personally, as I don't believe I'm going to be offering one-on-one sessions a whole lot more. I do always and continue to, or plan to continue to offer where you will win, or you can win, a free reading. I offer this every month. It's a 10-minute reading, give or take. I might change the time frame, but that's also another option as well. So lots of goodies on my website, lots of opportunities for you, and I do hope that you trust in yourself and continue on this path of being who you are and discovering even more who you are, these natural gifts that you have. Okay, there you have it, and so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.